trying to apply those verses
yeah.
to this of, yes, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts and your ways are higher than my ways. But right now, I can't see that.
Hi, welcome to the Heart to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally. And we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
We are actually recording from a closet.
Whoop whoop.
I think it's going to sound amazing. So I hope this podcast is amazing.
Yes, I think this is going to be our best one yet.
Our best sounding one?
Yes.
Yeah, because we don't really know what we're going to talk about yet.
No, we pressed record and we're hoping this is straight from the Lord to your hearts and ours.
So we're both in Wisconsin this morning, visiting my sister.
Yes.
Who's also Sally's friend.
Yes.
And we were going to have her on, but she was being funny about it. Slash, she's sleeping right now because she's a night shift nurse. So we're just going to send her. And yes. I had a weird day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of not fun for me for no really good reason.
Yeah.
And I think, did that inspire this?
Yeah.
Because Sally's like, what the frick is wrong with you?
Let's talk about it. Hash this out.
So we're going to talk about Sally's first.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. I was like, it always is that way.
No, literally. So we're just going to talk about what's hard for us to hope for today, which is really uncomfy.
Yes.
But hopefully we'll just be a good conversation.
Mm-hmm. So Megan, how's about you share, I don't know, your perspective or point of view? I don't think this has to be within a really set structure, seeing that we don't have one.
Yeah. So, okay, so something that I would say I'm having a hard time hoping for today, I just feel like, or I guess this was yesterday, I feel a little bit better today. I feel like I'm in one of those weeks where I feel like, okay, if I just woke up and everything was different, like, that's kind of what I want, is to just wake up and for everything to be different, and I would feel better about everything. But I don't even know what would need to look different for me to feel better. So I don't know if that's just, like, not being content or what it is.
When you say everything different, do you mean, like, external, like, circumstance? Like, I just want it to be, like, a new set of stuff
kind
to
of,
deal with.
Yeah, sort of. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just feel like, okay, I'm just having, I feel like it's one of those weeks where it's like, okay, if I just quit my job, or I just moved somewhere else, or,
mm-hmm.
And that's what's weird, it's like, it's not even like my job, I mean, my job's hard, but it's not like, this horrible thing is going on in my job where I need to escape,
mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't have any friends, or no good community, and I need to escape, because that's really actually not true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I feel like it's just, I guess then that turns internal. Right, because it's not like true external circumstances are bad.
Right.
That are making me want to
change everything.
Change everything.
Yeah.
And I think escape really is. Maybe that's just it. Like, I just want to, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it's like, if you're not content with where you are exactly right now, then there's a temptation to be like, oh, if this just changed or this just changed, then maybe everything would be different.
Yes.
Maybe I'll have one of those moments, like, in a movie, where they have a spirit guide. Oh, we watched that movie last night.
A spirit guide.
A spirit guide is like, okay, here's your wish. And then my life turns completely upside down.
And then
I'm
you're like
take
wait.
Me back. Yeah. Take me back. My life was good.
I loved it. Dude.
Are you my spirit guide?
I am your spirit guide, Megan. Actually, confession. No, but I think that's really, like, I don't know if it's the same that you're feeling right now that I can relate to. But, like, even the last couple
your
weeks.
Your hard-to-hope thing right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or relating to that. I don't know if this would be the one thing. There'd be a few. But I've just been noticing that, like, people say, like, oh, do you, like, travel to escape? Or, like, you want to, like, go somewhere to, like, escape from your circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a homebody, and so I was like, well, no. Like, I don't even really want to travel that much, but now that I'm free to, I am taking a lot of trips. Mm-hmm. And then I've noticed that when I get home, I'm, like, very excited to go to the next trip. Like, I was just, like, mm-hmm. in January, I went to Montana, and in February I was going to Florida, got back from Montana, and I was like, okay, how many weeks till I get to leave again? Because... Yeah. This is not where I want to be necessarily, even though it's not, like you were saying, a terrible set of circumstances, really. Right. But it's not where I want to be. So just, like, get me to the next thing where I, like, it puts off having to acknowledge that I'm still here, mm-hmm. basically. And that's what, like, even this trip, you know, to Wisconsin for 3 days, like, very spur of the moment, yeah. And, like, random. Even if you are aware of it, to do, or if you're not aware of it, to use as, like, a numbing. Mm-hmm. Which is, like...
Ugh. Right.
But also, like, I don't really love the circumstances slash the, like, you talked about, I think, in the last podcast or the one before that, like, waiting, and the point is that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that is the point. That's what waiting is. It's, like, you don't really either know when it's going to happen or yeah. what's going to happen. And that's what I'm struggling with, is that, like, sure, things are going to change, but, like, how long does it take? Because...
Right.
This has been uncomfortable for a while.
Well, and I feel like... And then that's kind of what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't even know, besides, like, getting married. But, like, I don't even know, like... what I would need to change for mm-hmm. to feel better. Mm-hmm. And even that, like, getting married wouldn't solve all.
Yep.
Like, I know that.
Yes.
100%.
Well, we know solve, it, yeah.
It wouldn't solve, like, all my whatever. Like, oh, suddenly life makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like it's more like what you're saying, like, in a, like, if it's in, like, an escape thing, that's where it's like, oh, I need to...
Oh! And this is where...
Sort that out.
Yes. I feel like it's like the, like, is this an identity issue? Or is it just, like, a, I mean, it still could be identity, but, like, a lack of, like, clarity in what to do now with the waiting. Like, I was reading something on Instagram right. yesterday, and she was talking about how, like, she was in a waiting season. She's like, whether it's you're waiting for your that engagement, that, what did she say, proposal, promotion, or, like, being a parent, or something. I don't yeah. know. She's, like, 3 P's or something. And yeah. she's like, whatever it is that you're waiting for, you don't have to sit and wait and, like, look back at that season and be like, yeah, I just sat until it came. But, like, to prepare for it. And she was waiting for a baby, yes. and she, like, just decided to intentionally be like, you know what things will I want to have done when I have a yeah. kid that I, like, okay. think that I don't know how to say that, but yeah.
Up with a lot of stuff, and then it's just, like, I feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, just being okay with things being how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, at the yeah. same time, I can... You said something specific that made me think of that. I don't even remember what you said now.
This isn't the same thing, but I feel like I get... When I think about, like, filling the waiting season, because I've heard it
yeah.
A bunch of times, I'm like, oh, that sounds great, except for that right now I'm struggling so much that it's not even fun to think of doing those things anymore. And that's really hard for me. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, you've had so many dreams. Don't you want to, like, do those things right now while you're not in, you know, the next seasons? And I'm like, I don't feel like doing that anymore.
Like, you're exhausted.
Yeah. Like, when I was younger, yeah. I was like, I'm going to move to Honduras for 2 years, become fluent in Spanish. Now people are like, so you want to do that? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not at all. That sounds terrible. Sounds Please tiring. Keep me where I am. Yeah. yeah. I don't want to leave, like, everything familiar because that sounds scary for some reason.
Okay, so, and that's, like, literally how I'm feeling. Like, I feel like yesterday I felt like I was literally just, like, exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just emotionally, physically, like, just feeling exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, is there something that we're doing wrong in the waiting that's actually exhausting us versus waiting is supposed to be renewing? Like, it's supposed to be, like, filling.
Yeah.
And... we're supposed to wait on the Lord and our strength should be renewed.
Yes. I think that right there, what you just said, wait on the Lord, I think that that's where I'll, like, switch things and I'll go this track to that track, this yeah. track to that track. Because I get exhausted usually when it depends on me. When I'm like, oh my gosh, if I don't move to Honduras, I'll never meet my husband. Or, you know, like, something like that where I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
it depends on me. Or if I do move, then I'm missing out on all that the Lord has for me here in Syracuse. And yeah. it's, like, too scary and depends on me, and that's where I get exhausted and depressed and, like, I can't handle it. This right. is too much weight.
And, right. And I think along with that comes like, the waiting for the next thing
mm-hmm.
versus just being present.
Right.
Where you are, and maybe this was your next thing last season.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And the identity thing. The identity thing of that, of being like, oh, do I trust the Lord enough to know and, like, believe that he has the next thing planned and that he's not leaving me in... Like, the waiting isn't a punishment or a, like... Yeah. You use the phrase, like, holding out on me.
Yeah.
Or withholding.
I'm going to read your verse then and see what you think about this. Because I read this yesterday and I thought of you and me. This is Psalm 83. The blessedness of dwelling in the house of God. This is the one that talks about, like... going from strength to strength, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000, all that good stuff. So this is after that, like, the going from strength to strength, a day in your courts is better than 1,000. Verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. So that was encouraging to me, because I feel like that concept of he's not withholding, I've always pulled from other verses. Like, I've taken, like, the psalm that's, like, those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing, like, things like that, and I've been like, oh, that specifically means, like, he won't. But this one actually uses the word withhold. I've never read it. Mm-hmm. And that was really encouraging to me. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
Yeah. And that's where, like, I think...
Sun and a shield. Grace and glory.
Where, like, fear comes in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the same thing for you, but where it's like fear is the thing that comes in and is like, well, what if you're not walking uprightly? What if you don't really trust the Lord? And it's like, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
He's the one that helps me to do that. Like, he's clearly, like, he's given me community. I grew up in church. I have the Bible. I've been saved by him. Like, he loves me and he has good for me.
Yeah. And right. So, we can jump to that. Like, okay, well, actually, like, I'm like, I don't always walk uprightly.
Yeah.
So does that mean he's gonna withhold?
Right.
Yeah. Right, but talking about, like, he gives grace and he gives glory. Like, it says that there.
Yeah.
And it talks about earlier in this passage about them going from strength to strength. So, obviously, it's right by the Lord's grace and by his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And just Jesus, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we're able to walk uprightly. And
right.
And can cling to these verses.
Which is where I feel like my focus needs to shift, because I think it has been for a long time. It's been really focused on me as to, like, being the changing factor. Like, how can I stay consistent? How can I follow the Lord? How can I be a good Christian girl?
Yeah.
But instead being like, actually, like, his grace is sufficient and I can walk in trusting in him. And then from that place, like, I can believe that the things that he brings into my path are on purpose and for good.
Yeah.
Instead of I have to jump into the correct thing and then it's a blessing, like, once I'm there. Like, if I move, then he can bless me. Instead of he blesses me wherever I move.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, making it more about him. Yes. Not so much about us.
Yeah. Because I had this weird thing last night. I fell asleep and then I woke back up.
Okay.
And I was laying there and I was thinking about, with dancing... things did not go the way I thought, which you're aware of.
Yeah.
And I always felt like I...
This is my sister Heather.
Hello.
She just came into the closet. I'm going to let Sally finish her story, and then we're going to ask Heather the question that Sally and I asked each other at the beginning and see where she's at.
We didn't really ask each other. I literally just, like, sabotaged your question and just, like, started talking, I feel like. Okay.
Go.
You're like, yeah, like, true. Okay. Last night, we're watching, well, I guess it was this morning, we're watching a movie, I fall asleep, I wake up, and I'm laying on the couch, and I'm just thinking, I don't know why these thoughts were in my head.
Where are Megan and Heather?
Where in the heck, where did they go? No. But I was thinking about how in A Season of Life with dancing, I was given this role that I really loved, but I remember in that season thinking, oh, this isn't enough, or it's not good, or, like, it's not, like... I was using it as an identity thing. Like, I was like, but then because they gave me this role, it means that they're not this, or that that is lacking, or blah, 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 blah. It's right. Insecure, super insecure. And so I didn't really get to fully enjoy that season or enjoy that thing because I wasn't... I wasn't able to, like, just take it for what it was and, like, be blessed by it and just be thankful and grateful. And I was thinking about that in this season, like, how much of the things that I'm, like, that I get to do right now, that I have the ability to do, the work that I do, the things I enjoy, are, like, these blessings that I'm sitting here thinking, like, oh, they're not good enough. Like, they're not quite what they could be because, like, oh, my roommates, for example, like, big blessing.
to have two new roommates last year after the two left because I didn't know if I would have any more. The Lord provided those. But in my mind, I've this year a lot of the time been like, but they're not who they were last year. And I really liked who I had last year. It's like, well, that's not the point. The point is that you got the blessing of last year and you got the blessing of this year. Mm-hmm. That's like two sets of roommates that God has given me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like that in a lot of areas of life, I think, that I look at it and I'm like, but it would be better if I could have that. And it's like, well, but look what you've been given.
It would be better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, doesn't the Lord know what would be best for me? And specifically with that role back then, the role they gave me was such a compliment. Like, it was so... It was like a blessing, but once I got the role, which you guys probably know with plays and musicals and stuff, like sometimes if you have a lead role, you're not actually having as many lines because you're just kind of there and you're the lead. So everyone knows who you are, but you don't maybe have as many group dances with everyone or group spots. Like you just come in and out for specific scenes and they're really pivotal, but they're just, those are your spots.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling that way where I would stand on the side and everyone's on the stage but me. And I was like, why? Like, I want to be out there too. And it's like, well, you've been given a role, like, and it's a blessing and it's like a really special role. But to me, I was like, oh, but it actually doesn't have what I thought it did.
Yeah.
I wanted this role until I had it.
Hmm.
And it's like, oh my gosh. And so I think that I'm not sure how that was relating to what we were last saying, but.
I don't remember either, but just.
I think it's an identity.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, even while you were saying that, I was like, okay, I remember specifically coming into this season or whatever that I feel like I'm in now. Location-wise, being a novel, and realizing, like, oh, like, I actually, like, the things that the Lord has given me to do right now, I would not have thought of being like, this is what I want to do. But when I actually chose, like, it had to be a choice to be like, okay, I'm gonna, like, dig into whatever this is. Like, I'm actually like, oh, this is perfect for me right now. Mm-hmm. And I love this role, and, like, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that takes, right, actually, like, stepping back and being, like, okay, it's not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But, like, is it what's best for me right now?
Right.
Even though I thought this was going to be best for me.
Yes.
Like, what is the Lord giving me that's actually fitting with where I'm at right now, fitting with what I'm going through right now.
Right.
With what I have time for right now, things like that.
Right.
And then it's, like, for me at least, I feel like that's where I actually found, like, a little bit of contentment and being, like, oh, this actually makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm actually enjoying this right now.
Yeah. Mm. And the fact that, like, you can't have it all and do it all simultaneously. Like, you just can't have everything that you... Like, the Lord puts dreams and desires on our heart, but they can't all be fulfilled in one season.
Right.
And I think I've forgotten that. Like, one thing that I've said for a while is, like, I want to work on, like, a dairy farm. I think that would be fun. My family's like, no, you will hate that. I'm like, but I think it would be fun. And so, like, in my...
Try it.
Yeah. So in my mind, I'm like, maybe in one of these seasons, like, these... Even if it was just a few months where it was like, but I just want to try it. That's something that there's a random desire in my heart and I just want to try it. To, like, go and do that and be like, cool. Like,
yeah.
I got to try that thing or whatever. And realizing that, like, just because I'm not doing everything right now in this season doesn't mean that it will never happen or that, like... all hope in that area is gone or something.
That's good, yeah.
But
there was what's something right now that you're walking through that you're having a hard time hoping in?
What is something I'm walking through currently that I'm having a hard time hoping in?
Hoping for.
For me, I think it would be, like, the planning of God, just, like, his sovereignty. Because a lot of my, kind of like what you were saying, Sally, like, you have all these desires and all these hopes and all these plans, and they're not panning out how you thought they would, and you see it as just, like, failed time, or stuff that won't happen, or for me, I see it as, oh, I was really immature to ever want to hope for that, or selfish, too. So I think it's, yeah, what I have trouble hoping in right now, or where it's hard to hope for me, is just, like, trusting that his plan is still good. And that's something that Mom and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. She said to me, you know, you have to actually preach to your heart and preach to your mind. So that's something I've been trying to do is, like, when I start spiraling, being like, oh, like, this is never gonna happen. Or if this happens in this timing, like, it's ruined, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, like, a bad growth. It's going to be a bad season, whatever. It's like, no, you don't know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, like, preach it to your heart of just being like, nope, like, this is his promise for you right now. Is that, don't know, something I always speak over myself is that, I think it's Paul who says that the Lord never sends anything out and it doesn't come back to him void. Mm. And I just really, I don't know, for me that's very...
It's in Isaiah.
Okay, it's in Isaiah. It's in the Old Testament.
Isaiah 55. I'll just start a little bit higher than that verse because that's good. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it.
Is that a different verse than you were talking about?
No, that's what I was thinking. My version says, and it shall not come back void.
Okay. Something that you said that I was like, okay, I want to hear more about that was about no time being wasted. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, does that kind of connect to that verse for you?
Yeah.
So what is that? Where does that come into play for you, and how do you... Like, when do you think about that, and then, like, how does that look, walking that out? Like, okay, this time isn't wasted. How do you preach that to yourself?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good question. So, where that's in my life right now is nursing. So, because I work nursing, that's what I do as my job. Mm-hmm. It's very, but it's not what I always want to do mm-hmm. in my life. It's very easy for me to spiral to... like maybe then I shouldn't be going back to college for nursing. Like maybe I shouldn't be finishing up mm-hmm. my degree, or, are these months that I've spent working or in college, is it wasted time? Mm-hmm. Is it wasted money? Is it wasted efforts? Because if that's not what I want to do with my whole life, like, I know it doesn't make sense, but in my mind it makes sense.
It makes sense to anybody who's currently walking through that.
Yep.
I think, like, older generations, I think that's where they're able to speak into this because they've walked through this. Mm. So I think they're able to see the hindsight of it. And so I think they would, that's where, like, I can hear mom's voice over, like, would speak into this. But at the same time, I think she would also say, no, in this moment, in this season, I felt the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Hmm. So, yeah, I think anyone walking through their 20s knows exactly what you're saying.
Yes. And one thing that I, well, honestly, I was thinking about this morning, Megan, on one of our podcasts. Sorry, guys, you're going to hear that a ton. But you said whether you turn to the right hand or whether you turn to the left. You put, like, that emphasis on that verse in Isaiah as well, I think. Mm-hmm. And, I think about it every single day. Like, I'm like, okay, either way I go, mm-hmm. he's, like, I'll hear the voice behind me, whether mm-hmm. I go this way or that way. Like, I'll walk in the way that he has for me, even if it's, like, the way of the Lord encompasses right and left. Like, it's all of the directions. Like, he's, like, not like, oh, and you just failed. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, no, like, you can go either way, and it's fine. Like, I am everywhere. I'm there, I'm there, I'm there, I'm there. Like, I'm everywhere. And that's really encouraging to me. But what's hard is that I'll still get stuck in that trap of, like, but which one's the best? Mm-hmm. Which one's the right?
Because you're afraid that you're going to miss out.
Yeah. Because I would so much rather do what is, like, the perfect one the first time than mess up. But the weird thing, I think, is that the Lord, or it's not weird, that's the way he set it up, but it feels a little counterintuitive, is that we, like, want that, like, directional thing. Yeah. And it, for him, it's more about the heart. Like, he's like, I don't really care where your body goes. It's about where your heart is at. Mm, and I'm not really concerned with, like, oh, you're in Virginia, and now you're in Syracuse, and then you're in Honduras, or I don't know, wherever. Right. He's like, it's fine. Just, like, be with me in it, whatever the case.
That's good.
And that's where, like, what you were talking about at the beginning, Megan, with, like, that, it kind of reminds me of, like, anxiety, of, like, that feeling, like, I'm just exhausted, I'm done, I'm tired, emotionally, mentally, physically, all of the things, I'm just done, is, like, that sort of almost anxiety of, like, I just, like, who cares anymore, even though it's not, like, the anxiety of, like... Right. Doing everything at once or something. Right. It's like the, like, I give up, hands thrown up in the air.
Right.
And, like, it's not, like, the Lord is like, no, it's okay. Like, just, like, come into my arms and let me hold you in that, too. Mm.
Mm. And I think that's where it becomes evident that it's out of my own, like, that verse literally was saying his thoughts are better than my thoughts. Mm. They're higher than mine. So if I'm feeling like I'm reaching the point of burnout,
of my own dreams, mm-hmm. that clearly tells me it was my own dreams. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Do you know what I mean? My own hope in a situation or circumstance mm-hmm. or whatever. Versus if it's the desires that the Lord is putting in me, and like if it's what we were talking about, renewable energy, renewable strength, renewable hope, when it's waiting on mm-hmm. the Lord, your hope, like he will renew your strength. And I'm not gonna have burnt out. I'm not gonna mm-hmm. have burnout in those things.
Mm-hmm.
Burnout is where it's coming out of.
Right.
Because I'm coming to the end of myself.
Yeah. Right.
That's which is a good thing, I guess.
Right. And then at the same time to realize that like it doesn't mean that everything is like scratch it all, Megan. Anything you ever dreamed of, like you do need a new set of circumstances. It's like actually you're just like maybe your hope was just placed in the wrong thing in that moment. Like it's okay.
Again?
Like bring it.
I did that already.
Like no, but just like
what?
Like that the dreams could still exist even though you just need to switch like where you're like the positioning of you in the equation. Yeah. Where it's like God's just the anchor and you're not. But it's not about like. Boo.
Shit.
Yeah. No, but that's just what I think of because like. With Joseph, when you were just talking, that really reminds me of Joseph in the Old Testament. And, like, him, like, he had that dream of, like, them bowing down to him. And I don't know, the Bible doesn't tell us, like, how he felt about it. But, like, he went through so much suffering after that, like, immediately, it seems like. Or that's the next part of the story. He's like, and they threw him in a ditch. And now he goes to Egypt. And now and it's just terrible. And it's, like, thing after thing. And I feel like, for me, it's like, oh, that's what I keep, like, when I thought back to that memory of dancing, I'm like, so it wasn't about dancing. It's not about getting the part and, like, getting the best part so that I feel happy. It's about contentment in the Lord so that no matter what thing I get, wherever it is, it's not in dance anymore, but whatever it is that I'm just like, it's okay. Like, the Lord's got it. He knows the plan. Yeah. Rather than, like, I've been tempted to think, like, oh, I messed up. I missed the plan.
Yes,
it's I quit dancing and I gave up on the dream and now I probably just ruined the whole trajectory.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like missing something. It's like always almost being on high alert of like, what did I miss?
Yeah.
Or what did I not?
Yeah.
Like, what decision did I make that put me on this path that I like made a mistake or I missed something?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like realizing that, like, I really realized that once I moved here to Wisconsin was, like, oh, my gosh, that puts so much pressure and so much, like, power back into our own hands when we do that. We're just, it's like, here we go, Lord, never mind, I'll take that.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just hold on to that here because I don't trust you with that.
Right. Right. And it's almost like, I feel like sometimes for me, I'm almost reframing it, and this is not good, but I'm like, it's not that I don't trust the Lord, it's just that, like, if this is my thing to carry, I need to carry it well.
Yes.
Like, I need to be able to do what he's told me to do.
Yes.
And that's what I did, which nothing against, I'm just using dance in this episode as an example, nothing against anything there, but I was like, I held on to that thing. Like, I was like, I'm just going to stick it out, I have to endure, I have to this, that, but then I reached that burnout that Megan was talking about, and it's like, oh. Okay, this literally all depended on me.
Yeah.
And it's never enough because I'm not enough. Like, I can't do this without him and without his guiding. And if he doesn't have me here anymore, then I need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's not grace to trust in him in it.
Yeah. Okay, so the first that came to mind while you were just sharing that whole story was that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Right? It's a pretty typical common verse.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty based, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then it's that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm.
So that comes out of learning to be in whatever state I am in, to be content.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's less about a, like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, like, grin and bear it, like, just muscle through. It's like,
that comes, whatever that's produced from the, I've learned to be content.
Right. And then you can just rest, or you can go, or you can, like,
do you think that's produced out of Paul's, like, coming to the end of himself? Like, he comes to the end of himself and, and is just like, all right, Lord, like, he's pretty much just like, and he was like, yeah, had to then learn with that, with much or with less.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, in you, I will still be content.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he still had purpose. Right? Like, he was, like, in a shipwreck. He was, you know, chased out of places, this, that.
Imprisoned, housebound.
But he's saying, like, I'm going to be content.
Oh my god.
In the sense of that, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
And like, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can go anywhere there to any of Paul's books, then he's talking about setting his eyes on Jesus, running towards the prize, running towards the goal.
Yeah.
You know, having a fixed mindset.
Yeah.
Of not being, it's not about me, it's about.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So then.
So it's going to sustain.
I guess my next question would be...
My foot's falling asleep.
That's not what I was thinking. No. What, from that place, like, what does it... How does that change your perspective? Or how does that shift... Yeah, how does that, like, shift the way that you view things?
The way that I'm depressed today?
Yeah, literally. Show us the turnaround right now. Yeah. No.
I feel like I'm going to have to verbally process this so that it comes out.
How does that shift your outview?
Yeah, like right now, and, like how does that shift the way that you, even though it doesn't change it, how does that shift like, right, well,
because
actually.
Because my first statement today was, I just want to go to bed and wake up and everything's different.
Yeah.
And that's how I would feel like, okay, I would feel better then.
Yeah. So is that still the same?
No. I guess it can't be.
No.
I have to learn. No. What it is to have little and what it is to abound. I have learned the secret of being content. It's that I can do everything through Christ. Yeah. I think... I don't know. I just think it's really easy to be... I think a lot of it just comes out of, like, even what we talked about before, just looking inward.
Mm-hmm.
Just being selfish and just looking to myself and my own little world. And I mean, it's kind of ironic that we're just sitting in a little closet. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's the only thing you're looking at, then that's how it's going to be versus asking for heaven's perspective. And my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. Like having, I think you have to just, I have to ask the Lord for his perspective. And for heaven's eyes over my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we make it more complicated than it needs to be instead of just saying, like, I just need help today. Like,
yeah.
I just need you, Lord, today.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that yesterday, about that the hymn that I need you, Lord, I need you, every hour I need you. And just for me, like, I had a moment yesterday morning where I was praying and it just turned from, like, a... I was just thinking, I was like, this is not so much of, like, a, I want you, or, like, I want more of you kind of thing. Like, that's very true. Like, I want more of his presence and of his, I want to see his face and things like that. But, like, a desperation, like, I need God. I need him every minute, every hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. That's really good.
And that's probably where we're supposed to be.
Hmm.
And if we're not there, maybe that's where it's actually mercy and grace when we fall apart.
To become desperate.
To become desperate again.
Yeah.
For him. Because I think we've, as a generation, or I could just speak to me personally, but I know we all deal with it, is we lost a lot of our desperation for him.
Mm-hmm.
And... he's a holy God, like, and he's, like, we've talked about that before, like, he'll have his glory and things like that, but.
Yeah.
We can't, I don't want to miss out on that fact that I just need him.
Mm-hmm.
Get just the core of who I am. I need God every hour, every minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe, yeah, maybe sometimes it's mercy.
Yeah.
That I'm brought to the end of myself.
I think you're right.
That's kind of interesting, actually, because I thought of that at the beginning of the day yesterday, and then I feel like my day got worse. So maybe he was like, I'm going to show you, actually, how much you need me.
Yeah.
Love. Interesting. Thanks, God.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think also in... this related to something you said, like, a paragraph ago. No, no, it's fine. I did not want to stop you.
I'm an external processor.
It helps to, like,
so,
hear.
Yeah, I can testify to that.
It's great.
Well, I mean, this was kind of a fly-by-the-seat of our fans anyway, so yes. They're getting some external processing today.
I think that it goes along, this goes along with that in some way, but I don't really know how it related super well. But, like, the anxiety piece of, like, slowing down enough, for me, that's usually what it is, to be like, slow down enough to be like, oh, I do need you, and I want you, and, like, why am I not, like, why am I still over here trying to figure it out when you're like, can you just slow down and be in this moment? Like, you don't have to go to all the other moments ever. You can just, because I'll look back, I'll look forward, I'll be like, anywhere but where I am. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I did that in the past. Shame, shame, shame. Oh my gosh, what if I do this in the future? Fear, fear, fear. Like, all these things, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so not helping. Whereas when I just come back to him, I'm like, okay, I'm really, really struggling. And that's something that I've had to, or been trying to, like, embrace more, and it's kind of painful, is, like, moment by moment, being like, okay, so, like, take my biggest fear. If this thing were to happen to me, there's going to be grace to deal with it then. I don't need to preemptively think about it and try to solve the issue and, like, figure out how to deal with it right now. I can just be with him in it, and when I walk through those things, they'll come and it will be okay. Like, he'll provide.
Okay.
You're gonna make me cry.
Okay.
Am I good now? Just how you were saying, like, like, you look in the past and you just see, like, shame, shame, shame. Mm-hmm. And you look in the future and you just see fear and fear and fear. Mm-hmm. And, gosh, because of that pause, everyone's gonna be like, oh my gosh, what happened to her? Just, like, something I've just been, like, super struggling with, it's just, like, really overwhelming anxiety these past couple months. Like, I don't want to say panic attacks, but, like, mini panic attacks. Like, they're not textbook perfect, whatever, but, like, for me, they're just, like, very overwhelming and very exhausting.
Yeah.
And so, like, in this moment, it's living in fear of, like, having more anxiety. I'm just like, that's literally my future. Like, that's how I see it. And, like, I've noticed a pattern is that's usually before, like, I'm on for a stretch of days for work. Because I just, like, I know by the end I'm just going to be super exhausted. And it's just, like, a lot of anxiety of, like, what if this happens at work? What if, like, somebody, like, what if somebody starts coding and I don't know what to do? Or what if somebody, like, has a question and I don't know the answer, right? Like, it's a lot, just a lot of what ifs. But looking back, it's a lot of shame and a lot of guilt over why don't I trust him? Like, why is it literally the same repeating pattern over and over? It's like an EKG. It always repeats the same. So it's just, like, a constant, like, I can track the pattern of my panic attacks. It's just, like, in this moment, it's trying to apply those verses to this of, yes, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts and your ways are higher than my ways. But right now, I can't see that because right now I'm just so fearful of being fearful. Because I've seen in my past of what that does and how it stops. I don't want to say stops the hand of God because it doesn't. But it stops the growth that I could have. And how I will come out of a season and just, like, look back and be like, wow, most of that was just filled with anxiety. And I could see, like, where the potential for growth was. But there was no growth. It just stopped. And then I plummeted again. It's just, like, the same thing.
So I guess I would ask you, like, even in that, you said for other, to apply to other seasons of life, that nothing is wasted. So, just to be, I guess, to be an encouragement to you, like, I can very much relate and understand how that feels. Basically everything you just said. As far as, like, nursing specifically. But just in general, just to be an encouragement to you that what you feel is waste because it's produced shame, and because it's just been hard, the Lord can. He can go forward and he can go backwards. We can't go forward and backwards. But he's gone before us, gone behind us, and laid his hand upon us. So, and he's the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. So he can actually go back yeah. I think, and redeem things.
That's been a prayer of mine,
in our too. Past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, it's all I've seen is this pattern, and I'm not getting anywhere, and it's not going to produce anything in me until I'm on the other side of it. He's saying, actually, I'm going to go back, and it's going to all come together, mm-hmm. and I'm going to produce something out of all of it and redeem all of it. Mm-hmm. But we can't see it like that, but he can. And so I think that's where it's that his ways are higher than ours and his yeah. and things yeah. like that.
And that was
because the reality is we don't in the moment always. Yeah. We're not always able to bring us out of our own pit in that way.
No.
Yeah. In that moment. Like, we'd love to say, yes, in that moment I spoke scripture over myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I pulled myself right out of it. But that's not always the reality of the situation because we're human and we're learning. And but we wouldn't learn unless we went through that. Do you know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't yeah. grow at all unless we went through those moments where we weren't able to grow for
right.
a day. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah. And also, like, I feels like I relate to that where I'm like, no, I literally, like, sometimes I'll have these moments where I'm like, no, literally, like, I think I'm actually worse off than I used mm-hmm. to be. Like, I think I'm actually yeah. going downward. Like, this is yeah. not getting better.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't think I trust you. I say I do because I want to declare it,
right.
but I don't know if I do. Like, you know my heart. I don't even know it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, there are little things where it's like, they're just like minor little tiny shifts over time that make this like huge impact in us that we don't maybe see, and we almost can't like look back and like be like, oh yeah, like I climbed the mountain. It's like, nope, I just took one more step today.
I fell for a rock.
Yeah. Like I tripped. I got a bruised knee. Like that's what happened today. And like, that's okay. That's the trajectory. Like that's the way that it's going right now. Like the Lord is like, he's okay with it. He's like, he's okay with the slow pace. Like he sees it and he's there with you. And that's something that I've been like, okay, even though it feels like I keep just like probably downward and then maybe like one step up, five steps back, like that kind of thing where it's like, oh, but at the same time, like, I think I am moving forward by his grace. Like there are some things that are like minor shifts, but I really relate to that.
I like how you said that, like slow pace. Like I kind of put it on myself, like, oh, this should be better by this end of this month or end of this year or whatever.
Or like a flip, like you should see it. Like yesterday I was this way, today I'm not. Like that's the testimony. Yeah. That's what Jesus did. Yes. It's like, actually, trust in the slow work of God.
Testimony is if we trust in his timing. And
And like, sometimes, you know how people say like it gets worse before it gets better? Like, that comes to my mind so often.
Oh, where it's I don't like, even think about that.
That's I can't.
Like, no, not even, like, so for the intent is that it's going to...
worse than
that. So, here's our encouragement for today.
I don't know how to say it. Like, when you're going to clean a room, like, the intent and the purpose is all good. Yeah. Like, it's going to get the room clean. Mm. But first, it looks like an absolute tornado. Yeah. Like, you go through and everything's just like...
That's refining.
Yeah, and then it, like...
to is, a T.
But even that, like, tornado was for the clean... Like, it literally was cleaning the room up to, like, get everything out of, like, under the bed, out of the closet, and just pour it out. It's like, oh, frick. Like, this is so much stuff. Mm-hmm. But that actually did help you. That was one step in the process. And then the next step. And then the next, like, that kind of thing.
What's the word, like, that they use? It's the... Not the fire, but the... What's the thing that pounds?
The mortar and pestle?
Sort of. Maybe. I've heard somebody...
The grinding stone?
Yeah, like, it's the...
Mortar and pestle makes sense. A hammer made sense.
No, because it doesn't kill you, it just crushes you.
Okay.
But it produces something.
Yeah.
Just like the refining fire, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's different...
But yeah, I think it is knowing, like, that we... What you were saying earlier. Like, knowing that we have a good parent and that he's not, like... Because an abusive parent would, like... You know, like, those fears would be... That shame and that fear, like, shame behind, fear in front of us, would be, like, totally warranted. Like, it would be like, yeah, I literally need to get my crap together right now or else. Yeah. But God is like, no, of course not. Like, I would never want you to fear... Like, if you did nothing else in your life from today on... You're still my kid and I love you and you like are just as worthy as if you were like you know, at the hospital all the hours of the week. Like there's no and sometimes I'm like it would be easier maybe if we had like something like an injury. Whereas for us, like I think that one of those injuries in us is that anxiety.
Yeah.
And that's like something that we almost can wear like a badge of honor instead of be like, wait, this is my paralyzation. I need to like entrust it to him. Like I need to sit here and be dependent. In that sort of wheelchair of my anxiety and be like, Lord, thank you that you're the dad that will push me around and that will take me to the things I need to get to and that you're not like seriously, like, make your muscles work. Like, get up. He's like, no, of course I'm going to take you where I need to go.
That reminds me of, is it Johnny Erickson? The lady who was paralyzed? Yeah. And I was just reading her book, and when she was, like, 25 or so, she realized, like, oh, this is, like, this injury was so I could stop what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was literally the Lord getting me my attention. And I thought of that. I was like, oh, like, yeah, like,
yep.
That makes sense, but how do I see that in my life of, like how do I stop right. because I can't?
Right.
Like, between work and between school and, like, mm-hmm. helping out with the boys.
Right.
Like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
But,
God. Yeah, I think that that's such a good, because it's a posture you can have whether or not you, like, I would say that even someone who's injured like her, like, I'm sure she fought it for a while.
Yeah.
And was like, no, like, I have to be able to be in some state of normalcy. Like, I cannot just submit to this.
Yeah.
And in a way, yes, you don't want to submit to it where you just give up because there's that, like, depression and just, right. like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. But in a way where it's like, you know what? I surrender the, like, outcome of, like, it must turn out this way or I have to do this or else.
Good.
Where you can just submit the, like, the whole, the way that it's, like, the vision of it and be like, Lord, you've given me the desire, so I'm just gonna, like, walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with doing your bachelor's, with nursing, like, yeah, you're not where you want to be. But you are in one of the steps to get there and you're gaining, like, very valuable experience, whether or not, like, even if the Lord in a season in the future was like, that's, you can be a really good mom. That's why I did that. That's all. Like, it's okay. You didn't have to prove anything to me, but you're going to be a great mom because you have had all these things that have just rubbed you. Are you okay there, Megan?
You hungry?
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, something that you were saying that I was thinking about just going deeper into, like, actual, like, suffering. Who are we to say, like, we thought we were going to make it through this life unscathed?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But at the same time, we don't have to play a victim card.
Yes.
Because we're also not victims.
Yes.
And so I think, just to round this out, it goes a lot deeper than just us saying, this is how I feel today, and tomorrow I want to feel so much better. Like,
mm-hmm.
we might not.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same, like, that's what we've been saying the whole time, but on the other hand, there's still hope.
Yes.
And we're not victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
So if it's okay with you guys, I want to read Romans, part of Romans 8. So this is called From Suffering to Glory.
Oh, frick.
This verse ministered to me a lot when I was in the past couple years specifically thinking about the, like, nobody told me we were going to make it through this unscathed. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same point, what are we really waiting for? And it's Jesus to come back.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, that's our ultimate end and hope and everything.
Yeah.
Even if that like mindset of, even if I don't know everything, how everything pans out until Jesus comes back, am I going to be okay with that?
Because
he's the one I'm waiting for anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for I consider, so this is verse 18. I'm going to read a passage. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So... that's all I got. Mic drop.
And eagerly to me is like anticipation and like joy.
And like being, and like, and like enjoying the wait.
Yes.
Not waiting to be to the end of the waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, I've not enjoyed the waiting of.
Waiting no. with perseverance. So that's your challenge, our challenge today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anybody have any final thoughts? We're gonna wrap this sucker up.
This was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.